And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past. Crap from the past. Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
Was a little girl.
KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I am Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and thanks for tuning in to Crap from the Past. It's like a graduate level course in pop music. There was some extreme nervousness on my part as I drove in tonight because I'm driving in on my usual route, and there's been construction on the highway that leads from my house to the radio station for well over 3 years. Let's see, it's been like over 2 years since the bridge fell down. So this construction's been going on for a good 3 years. And I drive this thing every week, multiple times. I get to one of the particular exits, traffic stops dead. I can see the lights of downtown way off in the distance, and I'm stopped dead in the center lane because that's how traffic is moving. So I called Ron and Gene and said, I'm going to be late. Oh, dear God, this is terrible. Because, you know, what with sitting still on the highway, there's really no way I can get downtown. Well, long story short, I'm now going to write a tribute song to Park Avenue, which is now my favorite road in the entire city because I made all the lights coming downtown from the south thanks to Park Avenue, and I actually got here on time. 2 minutes to spare. I have cut it closer in the past, but I don't think I've ever been more worried than I was tonight about showing up on time. So, having wasted my 2 minutes of talking there, Katrina and the Waves starting things off with their take on River Deep, Mountain High, a song originally recorded by Tina Turner but ruined by Phil Spector because it's just overproduced and it's a mess. Sorry, Phil. Just don't like the big overproduction there. Instead, Katrina and the Waves pared it down to its simplest essence, which is some great vocals from Katrina Leskinich and some killer guitar from Kimberly Rue. And what do you know? A killer cover version from 1983. And I'm playing it for a reason, actually, because songwriter and producer Ellie Greenwich died this past week. I don't know if you've heard, but it's true. She passed away. I don't remember what the cause was. You can find all that online. The internet can tell you more than I remember off the top of my head, but that there, one of their finest compositions. And I think the best cover version I've heard of that particular song there. So, River Deep, Mountain High, originally written by Ellie Greenwich and her husband at the time, Jeff Barry. Good stuff. I'll be playing some more stuff from them now, actually. This was sent to me by Colin, my loyal listener from England. This, I don't know anything about this. This is Anarchy Groenlo, and that's how I would pronounce this person's name. This is Dudu Ron Ron, as recorded in Dutch, on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
Thank God it's Friday.
On Crap from the Past.
Awake at night. Are you the answer?
What do you know? A hit. Straight up the middle hit there from Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight. Still his biggest chart hit ever, actually, from late 1986. If you bought the original pressings of the 45, it said Take Me Home Tonight and Life Was Good. Later pressings showed it as a medley of Take Me Home Tonight / Be My Baby, because that is Ronnie Spector in the background singing there Be My Little Baby, and somebody complained, and what do you know? Suddenly, the Be My Baby people got songwriting credits. And those Be My Baby people, Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich. Ellie Greenwich passed away this past week. Very, very prominent songwriter throughout the 60s. I'm sure Mick Novak will be doing something tonight because Ellie Greenwich worked a lot with the girl groups. So you want to stay tuned to KFAI. In an hour and 15 minutes, Mick Novak will be here with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I'm just hoping that that she knew about this so she has a little bit of time to prepare. So keep your fingers crossed and stay tuned to KFAI. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past. Oh, so much pop music, so little time. And now let's talk about Neil Diamond a little bit. Apparently, and I don't know if this is 100% true or not, Ellie Greenwich was one of the people who discovered Neil Diamond. Now, Neil had recorded a little bit, recorded some indie stuff around 1958, 1959, had recorded one single for Columbia Records in 1961, 62, somewhere around there, and kind of shopped himself around a little bit. Columbia really wasn't all that interested. So he went over to Bang Records. Bang kept him around for a good couple of years, and oddly enough, he'd go back to Columbia in the late 70s. But while he was at Bang, his breakthrough hit, and it was a doozy, was called Cherry Cherry. A really darn good song. One that was written by Neil Diamond, but produced by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich. What I'm going to play for you here, the hit version, the song, this hit version that I'm about to play, real simple. An acoustic guitar, some clapping, and not much else. And Neil Diamond doing his thing. That was recorded as the demo version of the song, with the intent of using that demo to record a big, more polished version with horns and some other stuff. Well, they recorded that version, but then they decided they liked the demo better, and that's what they put out as the single, and that turned out to be the hit. The actual polished version that was done afterwards with the horns and stuff sat in the can for years and years and years and was eventually put out in 1996 on the In My Lifetime box set, which I have right here. What I'm going to play for you is both of those versions back to back, just because I can, just because I can. So first the hit from 1966, and then the unreleased polished version that just wasn't the hit. Both of them produced by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich. Ellie Greenwich passed away this past week. So, Neil Diamond on Crap from the Past.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls outside, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Well, oh, my mom, girl, I can't stay long. We got things
Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz music. More information at 651-756-7027 or ricestreetmusic.com.
Am I the only one who allows his mind to prance outside the box?
On Crap from the Past.
We'll be right back.
Wow, that's Joe Satriani from 1989 and Back to Shalabao. We like to rock on Crap from the Past. Nothing wrong with that. And now I thought I'd get some saxophone, but then I couldn't remember if Rindy Ross plays saxophone on this particular Quarter Flash song. We'll find out. From 1982, Find Another Fool on Crap from the Past.
KFAI Guerrilla Marketing Army. Spread the word at the Minnesota State Fair by wearing a KFAI t-shirt, hat, or anything with KFAI on it, homemade or otherwise. Take your picture there and send it to KFAI for prizes, including $50 and $100 electric fetus gift certificates. For details, go to KFAI.org. KFAI wants you.
Tonight, you'll see the light. Tonight,
That's Cool and the Gang there. I know you recognize the song. Actually, the 12-inch version of Tonight, a song that by itself is okay, but the 12-inch totally kicks butt. That there from early 1984 on Crap from the Past. You're listening. I don't know why you're listening, but you are, in fact, listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. We do this every week. It's like a graduate-level course in pop. And I just felt like playing some Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis stuff. So from 1990, Johnny Gill and Rub You the Right Way on Crap from the Past.
Just my command. I work hard to feel your needs, give you a sign on what it is. Feel good, baby. Get undressed and slip on this road. Feel like fun. Just sit back with breath of this thought. You feel the magic.
Number one.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
I love New York.
I love New York.
thing there was inescapable was when I was growing up because, well, I was 10 years old and I was growing up in New York. That there, the group Metropolis and 45 off Sal Soul Records. I love New York. I really don't know the history behind why that song was so familiar. I know it was used in a bunch of advertisements, although I don't remember what it was advertising. Maybe it was just promotional stuff saying how great we are. We live here in New York because that's where I was. I don't know. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past. I recovered from traffic issues at the beginning of the show. I feel much better now. And I have to tell you that coming up in, let's call it 15 minutes, I'll be doing some Beatles stuff. Those of you in the music world are probably, well, you may or may not be aware, they're remastering all the Beatles albums. EMI took it upon themselves to say, all right, it's been 22 years since the original batch of CD releases in 1987. The sound wasn't so good on those. How can we make more money off the Beatles catalog? I know, we'll remaster things. So they're, in principle anyway, they should be doing a nice job with it. They're releasing all the stereo albums individually, and they're releasing it as a big box. Plus, they're releasing a box of all the mono mixes of all the Beatles albums, which for collectors is gold. That's where the gold is, baby, because the mono mixes are what was eventually put on the 45s, and those were meant to sound really, really good. Those were the hit versions. The stereo mixes in the early 60s were largely an afterthought, as stereo hadn't matured. It took around till maybe 1972, 73 for stereo to really kick in. That's a little on the late side, I know, but I'm a big fan of the mono, as you know, if you tune into Crap from the Past. So they're all coming out September 9th, 2009. That's 09-09-09, in case you're playing at home. For Beatles O-Files, it's a big deal. So what I'm going to play in about 15 minutes is something that was put together by Joe at one of my affiliates, actually, the Oldies Collection on Live 365. Joe put this thing together and sent it to me, I think, back in April. In April 1964, the Beatles occupied the top five slots on the Billboard Hot 100, which had never happened before and has not happened since. So the 25th anniversary of that was a couple months ago. Joe sent it to me, and I hadn't gotten around to playing it, and I thought I'll play it now, since all things Beatles are going to be, well, all things Beatles in just a little over under two weeks, somewhere around 2 weeks from now. So 09-09-09, keep your eyes open. The Beatles stuff will be officially released, stereo and mono mixes. Of everything. I'm going to try and get myself a copy of the mono mixes, but that's really pricey. Maybe I may not. I have better things to spend my money on. So, there, I talked a bit. Now, in order to get you in the mood for some Beatles stuff, I'm going to play you a song that can be best described as Beatles-esque from 15 years ago. From early 1994, this is Crowded House with Neil Finn doing his best, you can say his best McCartney. This is Pineapple Head on Crap from the Past.
Detective is flat, no longer is always flat out. Number of getaway car, didn't get very far. It's lucid as hell, this image is moving so fast. Like a fever so close to the bone, I don't feel too well. And it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend. It was a long time ago. of head spins and it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend. It was a long time ago.
Monster Gerber.
Say, Joe, who's the black private dick that's a sex machine for all the chicks?
Bill, I think that would be Shaft.
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Again, Bill, we're talking about Shaft.
Damn right.
You know, they say that cat Shaft is one bad mother.
Shut up, you guys.
What's going on?
We're just talking about Shaft.
I can dig it.
You guys are so mean.
On Crap from the Past.
That's Naked Eyes there from 1983 and the 12-inch to Promises, Promises. I've been saying for years, the secret weapon in that song, that's a fine song by itself. It's Rob Fisher and Pete Byrne as Naked Eyes. It's a fine production by Tony Mansfield. But the secret ingredient, that bass playing. Holy cow, from the opening notes of, you know, before anything else kicks in, just those two or three notes that the bass player plays, you know, it's going to be just a terrific song. And the 12-inch version has a two-minute intro where they just let the bass just stretch it out. Stretch it out. Play over the little drum machine. Just play the good bass that we love so much. Oh, it's just great. Yeah, the bass playing on a Naked Eyes record. Where else are you going to hear somebody talking about that? Must be here. Me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. We beam out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis, and we're carried on a bunch of affiliates all around the world and a couple of online radio stations. And if you've never heard the show before, this is pretty typical. It's like a graduate-level course in pop. So I assume that you already know plenty about pop. Plenty. And if not, that's okay. Not everybody knows every song I play. Hell, I don't even know every song I play. That's right, I make up some stuff. That's not true. I don't make up anything. So coming up in, I'll do two more songs, and then we're going to do that Beatles thing that I talked about. That's right. Joe from the Oldies Collection on Live 365, one of my affiliates, sent me this nice 15-minute pre-produced piece. And unfortunately, I forgot to play it in April because I'm an idiot. I'm going to play it now to commemorate the big re-release of the Beatles catalog on CD so EMI can make even more money off the Beatles. That's coming up on September 9th, 2 weeks from now. So what the heck? I'll just play this thing. This is as good a time as any. But first, who's listening from Denver tonight? Oh, rats, I closed that little account thing there. Chris, I think it's Chris, who lives here in the Twin Cities on vacation, listening from Denver tonight on holiday. So wanted to hear Holiday by the Other Ones. Why not? 1987, this is a fine song. And you'll hear it here on Crap from the Past.
Yeah. KFAI is supported in part by Southside Pride Newspaper, delivering 48,000 copies door-to-door at coffee shops and area businesses each month in the Phillips, Powderhorn, Nokomis, and Riverside neighborhoods of South Minneapolis. Locally owned and operated for 18 years. More information is available at southsidepride.com.
That's a strange version of She Works Hard for the Money, done by Larry Norred, and I don't know who that is, but that was from the WFMU blog, from their Disco Sickness collection from 2007. Very nice. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I am Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Indeed, it's me, and this is Crap from the Past. It's a lot of pop music you haven't heard on the air in a long time. So that's what we do. We do this every week. I plunk myself down in this particular chair, 10:30 to midnight, Friday nights here on KFAI. So if you're new to town, and like if you're, let's say, a University of Minnesota student that's coming to town for the first time, this is where you want to spend your Friday nights. You won't have a hangover in the morning. Although you probably will have an earworm or two that'll be stuck in your head for a good week. That's the way we like it here on Crap from the Past. Let's talk about the Beatles for a second. Yeah, that's right. You've never heard of the Beatles? It's possible. Well, if you've never heard of the Beatles, apparently they were pretty big at some point. Let's call it, 1964. They came over from England. That's right, four guys from England, Liverpool, they tell me. And in April 1964, they were big enough so that they had five singles on the charts at the same time. I think they were on three or four different record companies, too. You want me to show off? I can name which record companies. I'm not going to do that. Although I want to. Oh, can I? Oh, no, not going to go there. That's too geeky. Although From Me to You was on VJ, She Loves You was on Tolly, Twist and Shout was on, that might have come later, and a couple were on Capitol. So but I digress. Anyway, they occupied the top five spots on the pop charts in April 1964, all at the same time, the same artist, the whole top five. That had never happened before since they kept track of these things, and has not happened since in the 45 years since that actually occurred. Pretty amazing. And so, in April 2009, Joe, from one of my affiliates, Joe at the Oldies Collection on Live 365, put together this nice 15-minute little pre-produced piece to commemorate 45 years since the Beatles totally dominated the pop charts. I forgot to air it in April, and I'm getting around to do it now.
And the reason I'm doing it now is that EMI has decided to make some more money off the Beatles catalog by remastering everything and releasing big box sets of the CDs. There are going to be individual CDs released, which is nice, and those will be the stereo mixes of the albums. They're also releasing a box set of the stereo releases and a box set of all the mono mixes of the original albums, which is terrific. That's what the one you want to get. If you were thinking of plunking down a couple of $100, get the mono mixes, because really, they sound better. It's true. Those wide stereo mixes of the first couple albums are terrible, really. Especially if you listen in an iPod with the headphones. You don't want the vocals in one ear and all the instruments in the other, because that's just awful. Nope, you want it in mono, as God intended. And now, I'm going to play you that thing that Joe sent me. From April 2009, this was produced by Joe of the Oldies Collection. It doesn't have a title, but I'm going to play it for you in its entirety on Crap from the Past.
Beatlemania, where it all begins.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them, right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Just disembarked from the huge white and blue twin jet airliner which has flown them from Stockholm. There's a crowd of photographers at the back of the plane. All the passengers came out first. This caused mounting excitement. The flashbulbs are going, 40 or 50 photographers, a lot of airline officials, and now there's quite a crush at the bottom of the steps at the rear of the plane. Scores of people down there with the flashbulbs going as the Beatles try to force their way through. Massive security precautions here. to bring them to the main building. The fans are virtually going wild here on the balcony. They're shouting and yelling, and they're having a wonderful time despite the pouring rain. Now the Beatles are making their way towards the main terminal. They're waving and smiling at the crowds. They're wearing shorty black overcoats. The Beatle haircuts stand out for all to see amidst the milling throng down there.
1964.
Everybody else is here. I don't know.
Did you cut school to come down here?
No, we're half day. I cut school.
What do you think of the Beatles?
I think they're fabulous.
Cliff Loft is gone.
You came up from Arkansas to see the Beatles?
Yeah, University of Arkansas, Fayetteville.
What do you think of the Beatles?
Oh, okay. I want to come see excitement more than anything else.
Where are you from?
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles.
1964. She loves you.
She loves you, and you know that can't be bad.
you know you should be glad.
Yeah, there are stairs right over there. Look over there. There he is at the window. There he is at the window. I think it's Ringo.
Ringo.
He's short. Look, he's short. There he is. Look at him. There he is.
This is great. Great.
The hair's what makes them. It distinguishes them from all others. Ah!
Your help. But the people in the cheaper seats, clap your hands. And the rest of you, if you just rattle your jewelry.
they just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love.
I'd just like to say the same as the others. Thanks for the Purple Hearts. Silver! Sorry about that, I'll lose it.
Thank you. That was put together by Joe at one of my affiliates, the Oldies Collection on Live 365. That there, that's what the top five sounded like in a particular week. I think it was April 1964 when the Beatles invaded America, and invade they did. So I forgot to play it in April when he sent it to me because I'm an idiot. Instead, I'm playing it now because in 2 weeks, the whole Beatles catalog will be re-released on CD so EMI can make some more money off the Beatles catalog.
Are what? You serious?
What, you didn't know about this?
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, it's
that
true.
That is so ridiculous.
The remaster, yeah, if you hadn't
that
heard,
is so
Mick
ridiculous.
Novak is here.
I am so P-boom-boom-boom-boom-ED. I can't
really?
Believe it. Yeah,
well,
that's ridiculous.
And you could say that the first four Beatles albums that came out on CD sound like garbage in 1987. They were done really badly. The last couple sound okay, and people have been griping about them ever since. And one might be tempted to say that, well, we're finally correcting that and we're going back to the original master tapes and we're putting out stereo versions and separate mono versions for the mono mixes, which is really cool for monophiles like myself. Or you could be really cynical about it and say, that Love show worked really well for the Cirque du Soleil. EMI is just kind of milking the catalog because that's what you do. We'll see.
Ka-ching!
Ka-ching. Nothing wrong with that. Musically, they're okay. The Beatles fanatics that are out there, I could do without myself. I'm not a big fan of Beatles fans. But okay, there you go. That's all the Beatles you're going to hear here on Crap from the Past. One song, well, due to timing, let me play this little promo and then I have one song left. So sit tight.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz music. More information at 651-756-7027 or ricestreetmusic.com.
Now, I know one of you out there is going to ding me, so I'm going to correct my little... when I went off script and flubbed and I was talking about the top five there and I said the whole bunch of Beatles songs in the top five all at the same time, lots of them on different record companies. Let's set the record straight here. I Want to Hold Your Hand on Can't Buy Me Love were on Capitol here in the U.S. Twist and Shout was on Tolly, and really that's the only 45 I know of on the Tolly record label. She Loves You was on Swan. That there, the only record I know on the Swan label. And Please Please Me and For Media, well, Please Please Me was the hit you heard there. That was on VJ. VJ, very reputable label, but mostly for soul artists. That was their venture into pop, and it didn't go very well because they didn't get the rights to the entire catalog. They had a couple of 45s and one album called Introducing the Beatles, which goes for huge amounts of money nowadays. And it's widely bootlegged, and even the bootleg goes for huge amounts of money. So, there you go. The Beatles. Mick Novak is in next with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I should tell you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I am and will be next week Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, hosting this thing here that we call Crap from the Past. It's like a graduate level course in pop. One song left before I leave the airwaves tonight, and this group, I could have sworn I would have bet a shiny new nickel that they would have been the next Beatles when this song came out, but I was sadly mistaken. From 1994, this is Dead Eye Dick and New Age Girl. I know, on Crap from the Past.
I've got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmental listen girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
She spends a lot of cash.
Oh, her vibes are rather reckless.
She's heading for a crash.
Or a flowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. And she wonders without knowing, where did we begin?
Mary Moore!
show like the bone. You know she drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get her far.
Why she doesn't bike it?
But it gets her to where she's going.
I don't know.
Sure like the bone.